Doyle is in the midst of handing out $4 million from the current budget to help underserved children and families go to the dentist. He also wants almost $9 million in the next state budget to expand dental services for low-income kids. Doyle says it would be part of the Badger Care Plus program.
My three-step plan is aimed directly at the child who can't sleep at night and who can't concentrate in school because they are not getting the care that they need, and who are searching for some place to be able to get that care.
Doyle also wants a permanent change in Medicaid rules to let Medicaid reimburse dental hygienists. He also says he believes Medicaid reimbursement for dentists is inadequate. He says he hopes the state budget will help push the federal government to move ahead with a reimbursement increase. But Milwaukee dentist and Wisconsin Dental Association member John Moser says the state needs to do more on its own and push harder.
There's a lot of infrastructure out there already. There are private dental offices that are working. And if we can get the reimbursement rates to the right level, they will start serving.
Moser says a lot of dentists already donate thousands of dollars in free services, but he says charity is not a system of health care. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.